Hello, and thank you for listening to Radio St. Pete. I am the host of Lyrical Ladies, June Bunch, and I am in studio today with some awesome people from the Morian Arts Center. I would love to introduce our listeners to Amanda Cooper. Hello.
Hi, June.
Ah, we're glad to have you. Amanda Cooper, what do you do at the Morian?
I am the chief curator, so I'm in charge of the galleries.
That's amazing. Amanda, you're here. And Kim Nicotera, how do we introduce you?
Yes, I am the director of education here at the Morian. That includes both adult and youth classes.
That's amazing. So we've got the curation, we've got the education, and I'm just the one asking the questions. Let's see. So September has some exciting things coming up. Let's start with education.
Sure. So we start into our Fall 1 session on September 15th. We have lots of amazing offerings. Everything from clay and glass to painting of every medium you can imagine. We even have a Muppets class. So come check out our offerings. They're pretty fabulous. And we also have a children's camp coming up, a one-day camp on Columbus Day. So we have something for everyone. Check it out. I think that you'll be pretty impressed by what we have to bring here for Fall 1.
Oh, man. I know. School's back in, and now all of us grown-ups get to do art classes, too. But that's awesome about Columbus Day. Oh, my gosh. School's out. Art's in.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you. Okay, so curation. What's happening over at the Morian Arts Center?
Well, during the month of September, we still have our member show that's up, our annual member show, which is called Influencers. So there's about 150 works of art by our member artists to be seen. And our big event coming up in September is our annual art yard sale, which is happening on September 13th. It's a Saturday, and it's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we do this every year. It's always a very, very popular event. This year we have about 20 artists who will be selling their work. It's meant as an event for artists who maybe have too much work, or they're trying to sell work that's older that they're not making anymore. So you can get some really fabulous art for a low, low price.
What a deal!
There's something for everyone and for every budget, for sure.
Oh my gosh, bring on the collectors!
Exactly.
That's so fun.
It's a great way to start if you don't have an art collection yet.
There you go. Yeah, what was it? It was the perfect way for the artist to clean out their closet, and you reap the benefits from it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's great because the artists are selling their work, so you get to meet them too. So you get to go home with an amazing work of art, and you have been able to meet the artist, which is always a plus.
It's really neat. I mean, the artist list is really cool, and also the fact that it's kind of set up as booths, so you meet the artist and they are in air-conditioned rooms.
Yes, I didn't mention that. We call it a yard sale, but it is indoors. Yes, it's indoors.
Priceless element of the event. You gotta love it.
No elements to contend with.
Rain or shine, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Oh, it's such a fun event. It's always very colorful, vibrant. It's really fun to see the gallery so full of people, and one man's art that they need to get rid of is another person's treasure.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of everything. We have glass, we have paintings, we have drawings, we have ceramics, we have jewelry, so just a little bit of everything.
Oh man, it keeps us busy. Mm-hmm. So much to treasure hunt through.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's see. Okay, so back to kind of education. When you say that there are fall classes, like, what are we looking at?
So we have, if anyone has not been to the Morian, it's quite impressive. We have three locations where we hold classes. We have our Morian Art Center here. Typically here we're dealing with painting, printmaking, drawing, 3D. Like I said, we have some really amazing oil painting workshop coming up. And also, if anyone out there is interested in teaching their favorite art form or even craft, we're always looking for people to come and join us. Over at our glass studio, we have everything from intermediate and advanced to experiences where you can work hands-on with an artist, get yourself comfortable with glass blowing before you get into it, individually. And then over at our Center for Clay, again, we, span from you've never touched clay before to, you're an exhibiting artist and you're fine-tuning your skills, or, you're here for a workshop to to see an artist that you've always wanted to work with. So again, there's really something for everyone. And then our kids' classes, we do have a digital class, a 3D printing class coming up for teens.
Ooh.
And again, you know, a little further out, that one day camp for our young ones, that'll be a first grade and second grade camp.
That's really fun. And again, I'm just thinking back at all the different mediums. So really, you have the full gamut. No matter what you're interested in, you can kind of explore that here. And I will attest that it is awesome to watch. If I can do a class experience, really anyone can do a class experience. And I'm getting one for my parents for a hot date. And they were like, too hot for now. Too yeah. hot. I was like, oh, sorry.
It can be a little spicy over
yes.
there, but well worth it.
Oh my gosh, it's so incredible. Yeah, and then you just get to watch all of the colors change. I mean, there's a magic to what happens at the Maureen Arts Center. I feel like it's kind of a lifelong sort of, it feeds into this cyclical, we build the artists in camp, we exhibit the artists, and then, you know, they teach the next generation, and we get to kind of, I don't know, just ongoingly inspire and be inspired. Mostly, yeah. I'm mostly the one getting inspired.
Well, fun fact, oftentimes we'll have teachers come through for our youth program in particular who are interested in teaching because they themselves were campers at one point. Mm-hmm. So it truly does come full circle.
Yeah. Oh, that's really touching. Yeah, it's so neat when people say, like, I've known the Maureen since I was a kid. I know I did, too. I used to, I used to sell these bows that now, like, that I'm a grown-up, I think of the liability. They were made out of Coke cans. I was like, wow, that seems kind of sharp.
Dangerous.
Oh, danger. But yeah, man. I mean, it's cool to know that September has so much fun stuff. And again, so we've got 150 member artists that you can look at in the gallery over at the Maureen Center for Clay, which is Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 5 p.m. They've got always shelves upon shelves upon shelves of studio artists. And right now it is Earth and Ocean, which is so beautiful. Oh my goodness. It's not only nice to look at, but the way that it's made, gosh, Chuck Morrison does these coils that are so intricate, and he hand builds everything, and it's gigantic. And then Nina Samuels, she takes her beautiful sculptures and actually submerges them so they become habitats for marine life, and then she comes back and she checks on them and makes sure that they're doing good. And that's such a neat thing. It's really lively and very earthy and oceany right now over at the Maureen Center for Clay. So appropriately titled. Mm-hmm. And always every day, you know, well, Wednesday specifically through Sunday, the Maureen Glass Center is, or the Maureen Glass Studio is one of those places that every hour they are making art, but they're not doing it privately. Like, you can just go over there and see it. If you go to the Chihuly, it's included in your admission. And I mean, one of the artists, Dan Alexander, who is actually a glass demonstrating artist, is showing right now in a special exhibition, and that's almost over. So if you are in town, by golly, go and check out that Chihuly and go meet him and shake his hand. Ask him how he makes it. But thank you so much for coming into the studio, y'all. I appreciate
you. Thank you.
Cheers. Well, if you'd like to learn more, you can visit MaureenArtsCenter.org. That's Maureen, MOREAN, arts with an S, center.org. And thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.